Hello, 通勤家族 ，Welcome to 15 Minutes.Today， 通勤学英语，我是 John 老师。在今天节目开始之前，提醒大家要到 Apple Podcast 给我们五星评分以及留言，帮通勤学英语灌溉成长的养分。不论你是喜欢我们的每日跟读单元 Vocab Intense， 还是 Look Back Sunday 的节目，都非常欢迎大家每日给自己15分钟提升英语力。Now let's get started.Fashion, fabrics, and fishtails. Why we need to talk about what female classical performers wear. Discussing clothing is something of a taboo in classical music, for performers as much as critics. Most musicians don't feel like they can talk about it, says Jocelyn Lightfoot, managing director of the London Chamber Orchestra. There is the entrenched idea that classical musicians are supposed to be heard and not seen.In this performance ideal, the performer's personality, expressed through his or her choice of clothing, is excised, deferring to the music itself. Those musicians who step outside the norm in their clothing choices have, accordingly, been subject to severe criticism. But at least part of the controversy surrounding artists like violinist Nigel Kennedy with his jeans and spiky hair,is that they remind us that live music is a visual medium. We don't just hear, we see musicians performing. For women, the stakes of their clothing choices are considerably higher, because women are more frequently sexualized than their male counterparts. While Kennedy's informal clothes were criticized by some as ludicrous, the furore around pianist Yu Jiawang betrays this double standard.As much ink has been spilt over Wang's hemlines as her playing, and with a couple of exceptions, commentary has focused on how short and tight her dresses are. The problem isn't that critics are talking about Wang's clothes. It's that by viewing everything she wears through a sexualized lens, they're presenting her as a sexual object first and an artist second.There is no room in this worldview for women's clothes to be both an artistic and personal choice. Perhaps part of the issue is that fashion lies outside the traditional classical critics' toolkit. The inability to talk about Wang's clothing in a sensitive and respectful way reveals damaging and long-standing assumptions around women and their dress on the classical stage. The notion that what we might distract from music,rather than shape our experience of it, stems from a centuries-old division of body and mind, physicality and rationality, that claims classical music as purely cerebral stuff. The body has no place here, and this idea is gendered. Rationality and the mind have historically been coded masculine, sensuality and the body feminine,with the result that women and their bodies have been marginalized within classical music. The denial of Wang's agency also feeds into racist stereotypes around the submissiveness and inexpressiveness of both women and classical musicians of Asian descent, stereotypes that Wang's clothing choices actively disrupt. We need to find ways of talking about women's clothes that respect them as artistic choices and integral to performance. Dress is becoming more important as questions around diversity and inclusion are pushed to the forefront of institutions' agendas. The London Chamber Orchestra, for example, has recently removed the dress code for its players. Dispensing with the heavily gendered expectations of black tie,is partly, Lightfoot says, to celebrate the individuality of the orchestra's players and build an inclusive space for musicians whose way of expressing themselves physically doesn't fit with that classical music stereotype. But it's also to create a mirror between the audience and orchestra, reaching out to those who don't feel welcome in a concert hall. Moreover,Social media has made classical music so much more visual, says Maxine Kuo, a violinist in the London Symphony Orchestra. Orchestras and soloists alike are now attuned to the branding possibilities it offers, from sharing clips of concerts to photographs of rehearsals in jeans and jumpers. And this can, perhaps, be a way of making musicians more accessible. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友，同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。